John, firstly, welcome to Glasgow. We've not had a chance to get a chat with you yet, but what have you made of your first weekend in Glasgow and of the team so far?
It's been good. Honestly, I haven't really done much. I got in early Wednesday morning, practice, then pretty much just trying to fight off the jet lag so far.
And you were just saying to me, you're just unpacked as well. So you have some degree settled in at last, which is good to hear. But just quickly on the weekend, a tough game, no doubt, coming up against the Guildford Flames. But getting that first game under your belt, how much does that settle you into a new club?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, I haven't played a game since last March. So it's been a while. It was nice to get on the ice, and get used to the guys. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into it. And when you only have a couple of practices, it's good to get in and get some game action and, go from there.
We're going to find out a bit more about you, John, and we'll touch on one or two aspects of your career as well. But first of all, let's take us back to the very beginning. How did John Muse and ice hockey come together? What was your first memory of it?
Honestly, I've been skating since I was 2 years old, so it's been a long time. For a long time, I played both goalie and forward. So it wasn't until junior high school when I decided to be a full-time goalie. So, I've been doing that for a while, and obviously this is my 12th year pro. So it's been a long career.
And I'm curious to know about what makes you want to be a goalie. Because for me, the idea of being, between the pipes, having pucks fired at you all night is not my idea of fun. So what made you think that was the right thing for you?
It's awesome. You get to be on the ice. You get to be on the ice the whole game. You're always in the game and, part of the action. And, I think that's one of the best parts of the playing goalie.
Now, who were the early influences in your career coaching-wise? You're going to say your parents, obviously. The parents is a kind of standard answer. But there's got to be some coaches that really helped you along the way, helped you develop your game as well. Who were those?
Obviously my parents. I wouldn't be able to say I've done anything in my hockey career or, in my personal life either without their influence. A lot of long drives, growing up where I was, there wasn't much hockey, much competitive hockey. So there'd be a lot of days where my parents would pick me up early from school and we'd drive an hour up to practice, and an hour back. So, obviously they are extremely influential in my hockey career. I think other than that, I'd have to say my prep school, high school coach, he really took a chance on bringing me into prep school. And, I think without that, I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am right now in terms of my career.
And there must be some NHL players you looked up to as well, growing up, guys that you watched on the ice, you maybe went to see. Was there anybody like that you kind of modeled your game on even?
I think in terms of growing up watching, I was a huge JS Giguere fan. He had that unbelievable run in the playoffs when I was a kid. And other than that, I think Patrick Roy, I read his book as a kid, and just the mental aspect of his, game. Something I really tried to, model my game after.
So, in your opinion, what's the key to being a good goalie? And I'm always impressed at the fact that anytime I ask this question of goalies, always get a slightly different answer. So I'm keen to hear what you think is the key to being a good goalie.
I think confidence. If you can show, that you're confident in yourself, then I think your team really, goes off of that, and it's easier for them to play in front of you.
And I said we would touch on one or two aspects of your career. Carolina Hurricanes back in 2012, you were snapped up by them, part of a two-way deal with the Charlotte Checkers as well. But that was around about lockout time, if I'm correct in saying that. So what was that like at that time?
It was tough. I just come off of my rookie season, and I had a very good rookie season, and going into that following season, you know, I thought I had positioned myself really well. And unfortunately, the lockout happened, so everything kind of got pushed back. But at the same time, able to play with a lot of great players. And, you know, I had an amazing time in my my 5 years in Carolina. I love living down in Charlotte, and I met a lot of great people. And, you know, it was, for the most part, a very positive experience.
Are there any players you would reckon you would call your most kind of feared opponents, guys that you really enjoyed coming up against in that kind of level? Because the AHL is very competitive, as we know. And so were there any names that kind of leap out from you in that time?
I don't know, you know, individual names necessarily. You know, it's pretty awesome to, you know, look and, you know, still to this day, there's a lot of guys that, you know, I came up with that I played against and played with that are, you know, have still in the NHL and have had great careers in the NHL. You know, it's pretty cool to see that.
And of course, as I speak to you, you've been in one or two other places as well. You've been over in China, which I'll ask about in just a second. You've been in Denmark as well. But going back to that time in China, the KHL, Kunlun Red Star, what was it like being over there?
It was awesome. I love living in China. Love living in Russia. You know, obviously, being in the Russian league, we were in Russia, you know, a good amount of time. You know, I had a great time living and playing in both of those places. And yeah, it was a very eye-opening experience. I'd never been outside of North America until I went over there. So, it was, you know, quite the experience. I'm glad I was able to, you know, live through that.
Good. And I was looking at some of the guys you kind of played with and your coaches as well. They were from North America, which would have helped as well in terms of communication and finding a way to play.
Yeah. You know, I'd say 90% of the guys over there were North American. You know, having a, you know, English speaking team was very helpful in transitioning to playing overseas.
Now, of course, you're remembered for your brief spell back here in the Elite Series in 2021, the short format tournament we held during the COVID pandemic. You were part of the Sheffield Steelers team in that 3 or 4 weeks. First of all, what was it like playing? It was very unusual circumstances. It was something we could have touched on last week. But we're excited about Liam Kirk. You played alongside Liam. What was it like playing alongside him and the talent he's got?
Oh, he was a great player. You know, great guy as well. Had a lot of fun with him throughout the couple of weeks. You know, obviously he's a great player, and you know, I think as long as he, you know, continues to work hard and everything, he'll have a very, you know, promising career.
And of course he's back with Tucson Roadrunners. He had that bad injury last year which kept him out all of last year. Do you think he's the kind of player that can make the step up, be like that first Brit to play in the NHL?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's all about getting an opportunity. And if you put the work in and, you know, do the right things, then that opportunity will come.
So back to present day, you're with the Clan. Of course, you've been here a few days, settled right in, as we've already touched about. So is this a real chance for you to experience life in the UK and the Elite League? Of course, I don't imagine you saw too much of Nottingham in your time with Sheffield last year. So it's a real chance to see a bit more of the country.
Yeah. You know, I think that was, you know, one of the things I was looking forward to getting over here. You know, I've only heard good things about living over here and playing over here. So, you know, I'm excited to, you know, once I kick the jet lag, be able to explore a little bit and, you know, learn about the area.
So, as we've said, you've had that first game under your belt, a couple of big games coming up at home this week. What do the Clan need to do to get those points on the board?
I think we just got to stick with it. You know, obviously it's been a tough start. You know, there's obviously everyone knows that. But we have a good group of guys, and, you know, guys come into the rink and work hard, and you know, it's only a matter of time.